I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon is here. He joins us each week at this time to give us the ETF of the week. Tom, of course, is editor at ETFtrends.com, where you can find out everything you need to know to be a good ETF investor, from what's new and what's happening to how to properly use ETFs and more. And you get the benefit of Tom's picks, which follow the trends. It's ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends, and Tom is on Twitter at Tom Lydon. But right now he's here. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Deutsche X Trackers MSCI Emerging Markets Hedged Equity ETF, ticker symbol DBEM.
DBEM. It's a mouthful. It is the Deutsche X Trackers MSCI Emerging Markets Hedged Equity ETF. Again, DBEM. So this is emerging markets with an eye towards currency. So emerging markets have been hot this year. We've talked about it a number of cases. Why haven't we talked about the currency side of things till now? Is this something that is an additional concern, or is it a particular concern right now, given that emerging markets have been so strong?
I think in general, currency today for the average investor is something that you need to consider in your portfolio. Here's the thing, and Chuck, you and I have talked about it before. If you invest in stocks overseas, for example, if you buy an index of stocks that happen to trade in Europe, but you don't hedge it, you actually buy them within that local currency. And if the dollar goes up by 10%, that currency goes down, you're actually in a situation where you can lose 10% of the portfolio if the equity position stays exactly the same. So it's important to understand currency risk. It's something that we talk about on ETF Trends on a regular basis, but fortunately there are a bunch of ETF issuers that have come out and said, look, we understand that people want to invest in foreign industries, they want to invest in foreign countries, but there is currency risk. What about if we focus in on those developed and emerging market countries, but also hedge against the currency risk? And Deutsche is one of the leaders in that space. So back to emerging markets. Emerging markets have been hot so far this year. And while the PE ratio in the U.S. is honing in on close to 20, it's still only 12 regarding emerging markets in general. So they're relatively cheap. However, even though the dollar has lost 10% compared to the euro in the last 6 months, we actually feel that the Fed will continue to hike rates. It will probably happen over the next few years, albeit it's slower than most people thought. And if that does happen, there really is more of a risk for a stronger dollar down the road. And in countries, in emerging markets, you probably will see weaker foreign currencies. So if you like the valuations that you're seeing in emerging markets, and you can get that in the MSCI Emerging Market Index, but you can hedge away the currency risk, it's almost the best of both worlds. Even if you have emerging market positions right now, but you're a little concerned about currency risk, you could actually allocate half of your emerging market allocation to something like this, which would basically negate the currency risk, and all you're doing is investing in those underlying companies within those emerging market countries. So something to think about, another tool to think about as far as your strategy, and as far as we're concerned, it makes a heck of a lot of sense.
Where is it relative to its 200-day moving average? I assume with all the motion that we've seen in emerging markets, it's above it?
It is above, and the other thing to take into consideration, since the dollar has declined 10%, this has not actually kept up with the emerging market index that is not hedged. So if you're a trend follower, or if you're looking to almost feel that trends might be changing in this area, now's the time to maybe think about something like this.
Where is the money coming from if you already have an emerging markets allocation in your portfolio?
Yeah, that's a great question, Chuck. So if you already have an emerging market allocation, the question is, are you happy with also investing in those local currencies? If you're concerned about a rising dollar and you are concerned about what that might do to the local currencies, all you need to do is take half of your allocation to emerging markets and put it in this ETF, and it hedges out, as we talked about, any currency risk. I mean, to a great degree. So there's one opportunity. On the other side, if you like emerging markets and you're underallocated to emerging markets and you want to follow a trend, do you want to invest in the local currency, or do you feel that the dollar will be stronger based on everything that's going on around the world today and specifically with the Fed? I would kind of bet on that side, or at least make sure you have some allocation. So, again, a great tool to consider when the MSCI Emerging Market Index represents $1.2 trillion out there. Here's a way to kind of hedge against what that local currency risk might do to the stocks in that index.
It's the Deutsche Xtrackers MSCI Emerging Markets Hedged Equity ETF, DBEM, the ticker symbol. It's the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon at ETFtrends.com. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck. Talk to you soon.
Absolutely. In fact, we'll talk to Tom again next week. But if you can't wait that long to get more information, then you need to go check out the website, ETFtrends.com. And again, everything you want to know about ETFs and what's going on in the ETF space, plus Tom's picks and what he's liking and disliking and more. Tom's also on Twitter at Tom Lydon, and the firm, well, they're at ETF Trends. All right, this was a great way to start the Thursday, August 3rd edition of Money Life. But we got plenty more to go, so settle back and relax. The big interview is next when Money Life continues in just a moment.